All right, here we go.
Go for it.
Wait, oh my goodness, I'm not used to this. I'm not used to this window manager. But I like it.
Xbox.
I like it. No.
Guys, did we start the show?
Yeah, here we're starting right
now.
Who's
the best show here?
Tech Show!
Who's the best show here?
Tech Show! All right,
that's pretty good. That's the best one yet.
Pizza, pizza.
Don't be hating on my household attire, okay? I don't go to Walmart like this.
We miss you, Peggy.
While you were making egg foo young in the kitchen, I was in the dining room having sushi.
It's a little thing tech show, and that's a fact. If you don't like the cast, you can stick it up your ass. Ain't no funny duddies that a link it bad. For the show length, go direct to DLNTS.org. And the IC channel is a LinuxLink.net. Bound tech show. Just sit right there, cause the cast is just about to begin.
Welcome to episode 854 of the Linux Link Tech Show. On the show today, we have Pat.
How's it going?
We have Joel.
Good evening.
We got Flying Rich.
Sequestered at the Hughes Compound Southern Command.
And we have Joe.
Still in Texas.
Woohoo.
And I'm running Nice Window Manager, man.
Oh no.
Nice WM. And I gotta say, I am digging it. I gotta get a little used to some of the changes in the default settings for the keys. Now I can easily fix that if I wanted to. But GNOME, when you switch desktops, it's Control Alt up and down. And Ice Window Manager kind of uses what every other window manager used to use, which was Control Alt right and left, and it would scroll through that way. That plus the hotkey for executing applications, like bringing up a run. The run is called DRUN. I love it. It's great. It's exactly what I would want out of a running. An application to run. It was set to Super R. I remapped that to Alt Space, which is what GNOME was mapped to, which is what I had the OS X mapped to. Well, that's what OS X maps to now. Prior to it, what is that Finder, I guess? Or Sherlock? I guess it's Finder. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's Sherlock. I don't know. It used to be Alt or Command F2, and then I had to switch. They switched it to Command Space, so I moved everything to Alt F2, and then I moved everything to Alt Space, and now I'm back to just Alt Space on this. And because the reason why I changed is if you change a hotkey in OS X, you have to be careful because it like really messes things up. Like all the other applications will map whatever it is that you want it to be, which is standard across most other applications, to something else. So if you're in an application and you remap a hotkey, at the OS level for like Sherlock or something, sometimes it messes things up and you get things that you don't expect, and I don't like that. So that's why I've kind of followed OS 10 because that's what I'm using at work. Well, I got a good story about that one too. Talk about a real pain in the freaking ass. So, I was talking to our desktop support person, who also now manages our certificates. She's in charge of all the certificates in the organization. They go through her and she gets them signed and everything created through DigiCert is what they use. And I was talking to her and getting a cert for our wildcard cert for our thing. And I had mentioned to her, I said, you know, I noticed the other day that my on my laptop, like, the case popped open. Right there on the right hand side in the bottom, the bottom case just popped open. And I looked in there, there's a little bit of dust. I blew the dust out and I pushed it back in. And it popped open again and I pushed it back in. And I noticed it's like billowing out a little bit at the bottom. And she's like, are you having problems with your keyboard or your mouse? Is it not, your touchpad, is it not working, you know, clicking like you said? I said, well, I noticed a couple of months ago, it wasn't as like responsive as it used to be. And some keys I sometimes have problems with, but I can still use everything and I've gotten used to it. And she's like, you got to bring it in because I got to replace it. She's like,
yep.
It's probably the battery is expanding. And
that could cause a fire.
It could cause a fire. And I'm like, you got to be kidding me. I go to the office maybe once or twice a year when they have some kind of event going on.
Right.
Like, now I got to drive into the freaking office in a pandemic.
There's not going to be anybody there. So
nobody's there. I still don't want to go.
I know.
Because it's all the way down. It's like, it's a 40-minute drive. Yeah, boo-hoo, yeah. 40-minute drive, and...
Which will probably only take 20.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Like, there's no traffic. So it's still going to be like a half hour, 40 minutes. That's just without the traffic. That's what it usually comes out to be. And I have to go... Then I have to get it all set back up again for everything I need, which is...
Yeah, of course.
You know, and so I had to make sure I copied everything off it, because once I turn it in and I leave, you know, I can't go get it back. So she's there on Monday. She runs in and looks at things at the office on Mondays. Now, I would love to have gone this Monday, but they wouldn't let me because I'm on furlough. So I'm not allowed to do anything work related for the whole week. So I couldn't go get the laptop.
So what, they give you every other week or something?
No, it's just this. They're doing two furloughs. There's one in April, and then there's one in May, and then that's it. And that's in lieu. Like, some other parts of the company, like the higher-ups, they took significant pay cuts, and some other parts of the company, instead of doing furlough, took pay cuts, like a couple percentages off. And so we're just doing two furloughs, and then it's back, hopefully back to business as usual. Well, we shall see. But nonetheless, like, I can't do anything work related, which means I couldn't get my laptop replaced. So that's my work day Monday. I got to drive all the way down there. I got to get the new laptop, bring it back, set it all up from home. Now, here's a question. I have a question for you guys in regards to, and you're obviously, pretty much all of you are working from home, I gather. Do you notice, like, here where I am, like, I'm fine in the morning, but come roughly like right before lunch to the rest of the afternoon, like, my bandwidth just tanks like crazy.
I don't really notice awake. It. Yeah.
Well, you're not really up at that time, are you, Joe?
Huh?
Yeah, that's not your work time, is it?
No, my normal work time is from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Oh, do you notice a slowdown on your...
I do. Come about noon, I'm struggling to stay awake. Granted, when it's actually time for me to go to bed, I'm wide awake and can't sleep.
Wait. I'm talking about bandwidth. Network bandwidth.
That's what you're talking about.
Okay. No, the network bandwidth... Around here, it does drop off. I do sometimes go and monitor it, especially mid-afternoon. But it's not slow enough to prevent me from working.
Okay. Yeah, it doesn't prevent me from working, but I notice a difference. And like my wife has been noticing it too, that there's been a bit of a difference at
really?
That time. And because there's like a lot of, I'm assuming... Like, everybody's on. Kids are on. They're doing Zoom sessions. Everything is...
Now, I will say this. One nifty thing that I noticed. I noticed my router had a firmware update today. Or not today. It was like a couple days ago that I noticed it. So I went ahead and applied it. And they added some nice QoS features where basically I can put QoS at my edge and say, hey, I want work and, you know, VPN connectivity and all that to be the tip top, followed by the streaming, you know, since that's kind of, you know, the things we're doing is streaming stuff and that. And then, so when I put that in, I switched away from what I was doing. I was restricting certain devices during my work hours, like my son's. I was purposely slowing his.
Don't let him hear you say that now.
He can't hear that. He's in another room, but purposely slowed his YouTube down, which, you know, the whole goal of good QoS is to make sure that the right traffic gets priority at the right times and make it such that the people who are being restricted don't notice it. And he has never really noticed it. So that's changed now since this new update from Asus. So, and I'm really happy with that. I haven't had any problems with that. Now, I will say this, they are in the middle of, we use a Aviatrix VPN right now, and we're switching to FortiGate. For what reason, I'm not 100% sure on, but right now they're both active, and I can use either one or the other. And I've been sticking with Aviatrix because it's been really stable for me. But and that's all running on Windows, or we can choose Windows or Mac OS. So,
Can you get it running in Linux? Have you tried?
Oh, no, I don't. I mean, the only Linux box I have that has Linux that's bootable on it is this one I'm using today, and I don't want to put work stuff on that. So, and I'm not putting it on my work laptop either. So, but now one thing that's kind of cool. Now I don't know the availability of it on Windows, or not Windows, Linux, I mean, but NVIDIA has brought out something called RTX Audio. And essentially what it does is it basically acts as a filter using AI between both sound coming to you and sound going away from you. And the whole idea is to basically make Zoom sessions better. Now, out of the box, it'll tell you, oh, if you don't have a NVIDIA card with the RTX, I think it's RTX or whatever the ray tracing features are, I think it's the RTX model, but it won't work. But apparently you can remove that limit, because what'll happen is you'll go to install it and it'll fail. But if you go to remove the limit, you can remove the limit by going to the temp file. You find a text file, you edit that, and you can remove it, and it'll run on like a regular 1080 NVIDIA graphics card if you have one of those. I tried it with my work laptop has a Quadro, you know, the workstation NVIDIA card, and I really couldn't get to work. But the demonstration I saw of it was pretty freaking awesome. So like he had turned the filter on. And he had like a hammer, and he was beating his desk with a hammer, and he was talking the whole time, and you could not hear the hammer, but you could hear him. And I'm like, damn, I need that. We had last week we had someone sanding our steps in our house, and of course I had a call during that, so I had to not talk as much when that happened, but you know.
Wait, how does it filter out? Is it just directional?
It's doing like audio processing on it, and it uses the CUDA cores in the NVIDIA card to do that.
How much processing does that take?
I don't know. It's actually relatively new because I think it just came out this week or so. And I never really was able to get to work with any reliability, but just to cut down on all the background noise, that's money, man. Because everyone's got it now. Like we had this morning, we had a cloud chat with our VP,
he's been doing this once a week, and they were talking about data talk, and it was kind of funny because the guy who was on a on the call doing that part of the call, the minute he said data dog, his dog barked.
You know who works for data dog, right?
Now. Yeah, Jeremy Garcia
and Alon. What's his last name? From
Rabinovich.
Yeah, Alon Rabinovich. Oh wait, it is Alon, right?
The next questions, dude.
No, that's Jeremy Garcia.
Yeah, that's right. He's the evangelist.
Right. So, man, it is Alon. I'm pretty sure. Yeah, Alon, Ilan, Alon Rabinovich. Yes, I'm sorry. Continue on. I didn't mean to derail. I got to step away a second. I'll be right back.
Oh, you didn't derail, but that's okay. Yeah, I can't wait till we get some more of the Datadog stuff going.
Anybody excited for the Ubuntu release tomorrow of 2004?
I'm already running it.
Yeah, but that's the beta.
Yeah, it'll update.
How do you like it?
It's stable as it ever was.
It's really, it's one of those things where it's hard to get excited about it because it's like, what is it got left to fix?
Are you running the GNOME version?
Yep. Yep, it works well.
Not a Kubuntu fan?
I can use KDE, but I'm just not a huge fan of it. What are you using now, Pat? Pat fell off.
What were you talking about? You still talking about the Zoom thing?
No, we were talking about the Ubuntu release.
Oh.
Which technically is tomorrow, and yeah, I'm like, I'm already running it.
That's right off the software updater, right? You didn't do the release upgrade, did you?
It just did the through update manager.
Yeah. I should set mine up to do that tonight.
It worked out. It worked out all right. I mean, everything's still working. I still got, I think I'm using Chrome, not Chromium. I asked Pat what desktop he uses, but he has to answer.
on what? Well, you're using what? You're using GNOME, right?
I use GNOME, right.
Yeah. So I just switched. You heard me say I switched away from GNOME to Ice Window Manager.
Ice Window Manager.
Yeah. And I'm digging it. I love it. I just need to work on like making it my own a little better. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Customizing. It's so it's pretty easy to do. Pretty easy to do. I really do like it.
It must be me getting older. For me, whatever the standard is usually good enough for me. I don't really need to feel the need to tweak it to, with very, very, very small exceptions. You know, like for example, certain things like terminal setup is things where I'm more picky with. And even then, I very rarely will change too much out of the default, you know. It's like with work, we use we kind of use a remote desktop manager because we just have a ton of remote desktops that we need to have access to, but it can also do SSH as well. But I don't like it for SSH. I usually for our Linux clients, I usually use PuTTY for those. And the reason is I just don't like, I really can't end up working it out so that the terminal works. Like, for some reason, the terminal SSH client within Remote Desktop Manager hides underscores, and we have some directories that actually have underscores in their names, and it really bugs me because I'll type an underscore and I don't see it. So I usually just use straight up PuTTY in Windows.
Well, how do you see the stuff that you're not supposed to see then? What do you have to do?
Just use PuTTY instead of using a desktop manager.
You're sick with.
That's all. I haven't quite figured out what remote desktop manager's setup is doing to hide the underscores. But just straining, going over to PuTTY, just straight up PuTTY with a, you know, I will tweak it.
How about Windows subsystem for Linux?
I have it. I don't use it much, but I do have it.
At least use it for SSH.
I haven't tried it yet for that.
Probably a whole lot easier to set up than Cygwin.
Yep. Oh, I would imagine so, yeah. Technically, I could run, as long as I run the X server, I can just launch an Xterm, standard straight up Xterm, and it would just work. I do have it on my work laptop too, so.
Why does it hide underscores? Like, any underscore it's character weird. Gets hidden?
Yep, it's weird. I ain't figured it out what it was.
Cutting off, like, the bottom pixel on everything?
I don't know. The first thing I thought was, well, is it because we're using something other than VT100, which sometimes the default terminal for our application is WISE 50. Don't ask why, it just is. But usually I don't even tell it WISE 50 in PuTTY. I just set up a standard VT100, and it works fine. Okay, you know, it works okay. We also use Corn Shell versus Bash too on our Linux systems. That also happens to be there. Also, RHEL boxes, specifically RHEL 6. We're in the process of starting to switch to RHEL 7. We switched to RHEL 7, and we're going to start locking down the shell prompt from some of our clients that have shell access.
Yay! Security, right?
Yeah, no, right? But yeah, it's interesting. And then today, one of the things I had to do was somebody, they wanted to change permissions for a production system for a folder for the whole thing and did a recursive change owner on it. Well, they forgot that there was a folder called, under one of the other folders, there's a folder called private. And in that private folder, there was a folder for each user that wanted to run a report to a private directory. It would run it into that folder. But they couldn't run it into that folder because the permissions were not correct. So I had to put an emergency change in at 5:30 today. before I left, I had to do that and change the permissions on 40 directories manually. Because, well, at least it was only 40 directories. It could have been worse. I need to script that. It should be something easily scriptable because basically the name of the directory is the user's name. So really, that's, you know, I just have to mess around with it and try testing a script somewhere before I try it on a production system.
And just use your variable user.
Mm-hmm. Talk again, man. I was only hearing it through one speaker.
Who, me?
Yeah. I wonder if my headphones just died.
Well, send them to me and I'll fix them.
There you go. You love that stuff, don't you? That's your bread and butter, isn't it?
No, it's not.
No, Joe's bread and butter.
I just today received 10 broken Skullcandy Crusher headphones, and I've already got 4 of them working like they were new.
You know what? When you said Skullcandy Crusher, I thought you were talking about actual, like, taking Skullcandy and you made a little crusher to crush them up into a powder to eat them.
Nope.
I didn't put 2 and 2 together. I forgot that was a brand of headphones. So did you fix them or did you use, like, some of the others to fix them?
Well, for the first set, I got 10 of them. All I did was mix and match parts. I haven't done any soldering yet, just moved hinges around, and different parts were broken on different ones. So now I have the maximum amount working, and I already know that I'm not going to get 2 of them working because one of them had a bad cable. I might get it working on a different headband, but one had a bad cable, and the other one, it looks like, well, I mostly just needed the parts for the other ones, so I might be able to get that to work on a different headband as well. But they look really difficult to solder, so I don't know. And then 4 of them, I'm going to use my 3D printer and print out new hinges for them. But the 4 that look brand new now and work perfectly, I'm just going to try and sell.
These are pretty expensive.
Yeah.
Oh, these are all wireless?
Yeah. All the Bluetooth ones.
Okay.
I got 10 of them for $80. And 4 of them in perfect working condition. Hopefully I can sell them between $80 and $120 a piece. And that'll be it. That'll more than pay for it.
Like, so what?
I don't
what
have is, much luck selling, though.
What is the $120 one? Like, how much is that retail for? That you would sell for $120?
Let me see. Well, I think the price has dropped in the last few days because I did just see one on Amazon for $108. But, like, not that long ago on eBay I was seeing them averaging $120 in price, or at least that's what people were trying to get for them.
Yeah, because I was just looking, because they seem to range in price from like $90 up to like $400, and I guess these are different models. I'm not sure which models that you got. Are they all the same model, or are they a mix and match?
There's actually 2 models there. It's weird because they're listed on the side as the same model, but I can tell that maybe a different production run because the side pieces are built differently. One's snapped together and the other is screwed together, and the parts aren't interchangeable on next to the hinges on those. So I don't know.
That's pretty sweet. You could sell one and recoup the entire cost of all of them. And then the rest are just profit.
Yeah, even if I, you know, only get 60 for it instead of 80, all I got to do is sell two of them.
Right.
And I've more than made back my money.
Look at that, Joel. You're going to be making money hand over fist.
If they sell, like I said, you know, I don't have much luck selling shit.
Is this your first time doing it to sell?
Yeah.
Well,
usually I just
don't sell yourself short, man. You might be
usually I just keep them or give them away as Christmas presents or whatever. But
next week you might be in here. You'd be like, I quit my job, man. I'm just fixing headphones and selling them now. That's what I do.
Then the next thing I know, they'll come out with some technology to beam the music directly into your brain.
Somebody going to need to fix the brain then. There you go. You just print out a hinge, stick it in somebody's head, and they're good to go.
Yep. Now, the ones that I print hinges for, I seriously doubt I'm going to be able to sell them at more than like probably $40 to $50. Despite the fact that from what I've read, most of the 3D printed hinges are more stable than the originals. So with four of them, I'll give three of them to the kids.
Why not?
Yeah.
So, you guys use Zoom on a regular basis, right?
I've used it a couple of times, and I know my son uses it for his class stuff.
All right. Do you use it, Joel? Where did Gorky go?
Well, if I knew he left earlier, I would have came back.
There you go. I'm just bringing it up because we use it a lot at work, and well, we primarily use it at work for the video chatting. But what I was gonna say was, we do like a family video session every week with my wife's family, usually on a Thursday, and my brother-in-law was kind of like, I don't want to use Zoom because of all the security issues and everything. So he's
oh my God, what top secret shit is your brother-in-law talking about? Right?
But he just likes to be on top of security stuff. So he set up a Jitsi server, and it works pretty good. It does for everybody but me. Seems it doesn't work I was using my work laptop because it's upstairs, and like last week, I couldn't see the video because it said unsupported video. So then I brought my Linux laptop upstairs, and I got the same thing, like unsupported video format. Neither one of my laptops worked. And then this week, like my audio was just atrocious on it. And it just seems to be me having these problems, which is really, really odd. But the Jitsi server, it like that whole setup reminds me of all the stuff that, like, prior to Mumble that we used to go through, like, getting Asterisk. Mm-hmm. Asterisk worked pretty well if you want telephone quality.
Actually, on, what was it, our 500th episode, we used Asterisk again?
Yeah.
That was good.
Yeah, no, Asterisk works really well, but when we would hook Asterisk into Skype, or when we tried using Skype, or all the different things that you can hook it into, it's like you start getting into that territory where, well, so long as everybody's calling in on the same like soft phone, we're good. But then the person who calls in on their cell phone through the landline, then things quality starts to really take a turn down. You know what I mean? And then when Richard Stallman doesn't want to use a proprietary code.
Yeah,
you know, we got to jump through hoops for that. Then we got to figure out, you know. But it just reminded me of like things work pretty well so long as you don't have like a bunch of other people trying to do different things. You know.
I hear you.
But he did a good job setting that up, and He thinks the problem was largely the VP8 codec, because that's primarily what they use for Jitsi, is the VP8, and he's going to try the H.264 codec. But I should have tried my Linux laptop yesterday and not that relied on.
Weird.
What happened now?
It's not the headphones. It's something on the Yeti that just in the middle of the show. I've got audio on my right, but it's coming mostly through the left. So I don't know if something just changed. It was weird. So I have to maybe explore that.
Just your balance?
Yeah, it's the only thing I can think of. It's weird. And irritating. It's been my month for headphone weirdness. Like, I had a Logitech headset. It's the one I normally use on the show. It went out like a week or two ago, almost 2 weeks. And it took me almost 2 weeks to get Logitech to send me in to admit that, oh, there's something wrong with yours, and it's under warranty. We're going to send you another one. It took almost 2 weeks to do that because they had nobody on. You can talk to nobody on the phone thanks to pandemic.
Did they do it to chat?
Or email. I think it was emails how I ended up doing it.
It took 2 weeks?
Yeah. I kept getting the guy that would say, well, try switching port. I'm like, no. You don't understand. I've tried all this before I even reached out to contact you. It broke you, all right? Oh, okay. I'm sorry. We'll send you another one.
When was that?
2 weeks ago now.
And this is the one they sent you?
No, I'm using a Blue Yeti.
Now you gotta call Blue Yeti, right?
No, it's old. I just buy another one if it's broke. I don't think it's broke though.
Ooh. Well, what are you gonna do, right?
You got me, man.
How much that Blue Yeti cost you?
Nothing. It was a review unit.
Oh, look at that. You're skimming off the top. How's this site doing, Gear Diary? How are they doing?
Doing all right. I know the one guy is a rabbi and living in New York, so he's pretty daggone busy burying people.
Well, I mean, what about everybody else? Is there any happiness over there?
Yeah, there is. I haven't been writing as much as I usually do.
What's the owner's, the operator's name? Is it Judy? Or?
Yeah, Judy Lipset and Dan Cohen.
Okay.
Rabbi Dan.
What was the last thing you reviewed over there?
Hell, I don't remember.
Look it up.
Well, it's like I got an email the other day. Cobra was wanting to send out a CB to review, and I'm like, I don't really want to review a CB.
Why not?
Because you're usually garbage.
You know what? That's interesting. How would you even review a CB? Like, if you don't do that on a regular basis, like how are you going to adequately review it if that's not something you use on a regular basis? You're going to get on there and then everybody's going to be like, get the hell out of here, you noob.
Yeah, that's why I haven't been reviewing much, because here, I adjusted my balance and it seems like it's kind of working, but anyway. But yeah, that's exactly it. I mean, it's just I don't use CBs. You know, and then, like, a lot of times they'll say, like, well, we'll throw you this free iPhone game. It's like, I have no interest in playing iPhone games. Not to mention, in fact, nowadays, most games on mobile devices, be it an iPhone or Android, are free to play. And the only way you can go so far is if you actually give them money. Which is why mobile gaming sucks. So hopefully Logitech will send me that the other day. And then mostly because I'm on now on metformin, so I guess technically I have diabetes. Technically, work has this thing called Livongo, and they'll basically send me a meter and unlimited test strips for nothing.
Well, wait a minute, Joel. How could you say you don't know when the last time you posted was March 10th, 2020?
Was it?
Yeah, when the cloud is not so great, Lightify to shutter servers in August.
Oh, yeah, I completely forgot about that.
And I guess the other one before that was October 24th, 2019 for the Edge dash cam. So yeah, you're still, that dash cam. You haven't faded. You're still going strong. You're releasing more than not more than Ice Window Manager, but
yeah,
you're releasing more than Flux. Fluxbox, I think.
I should go through and see if there's anything in these Evernote to keep track of review requests, and which cuts down on the amount of garbage you get in email. Because what'll happen is a PR rep will go down the website and they'll say, "Oh, I'll email everybody." And like, instead of actually following what our website says and emailing the main email, so they'll email everyone, and we generally started, unless it's specific, like a specific communications, like for example, we picked one up off the list and said, yeah, sure, we'll review that, and unless it's that specific person with for the reviews. What in the world? Somebody's at my door. I wonder if.
Don't you have a video camera out there?
I do.
Well, you can look at them.
But
what if it was you looking back, like you from
probably,
the future?
It's probably just my wife.
And he came in and said, "Joel, you got to come with me to save the past.
Actually, you got to come with me to save Rich. They were walking the dog earlier, a little bit ago. But in fact, finally, like at least this week, I can use my steps. last week, they were. It was the story of the steps. I don't even know how much that cost. I forgot to ask the wife how much she paid the guy, but it was a family friend of ours, and I don't care. You know, he's not sick. You know, and he needs the money anyway. So, we were looking for Capitread. They have this product called Capitread that basically is kind of like a vinyl plank, but for your steps, you know? We couldn't find any of that to match our flooring that we just put in. So then he and the wife, they go and they figure out a stain combination that'll work. So he sands all the steps. He puts the stain down, and then the wife goes, "You know what I want to say, Dan, don't you? I don't like it." So, rather than go through and stain it again, they suggest the next best thing. Let's go to Sherwin-Williams and let's have them do a paint match against a piece of the flooring, and we'll just paint them. And that's what they did. So, it looks nice. You know, it's painted steps, but not exactly kind of what we were going for, but when the wife wants to pick a flooring color that's discontinued and then drives an hour and a half north right before the pandemic to go get it, that's what you install. But it looks okay. We still have to go get some nosings and some transitions to put in, but we're probably also going to have them. You know, we might wait till things lighten up a little bit, and we're gonna have them do some painting in the house too, because I don't want to do it. And I'm more than happy to pay him to do it on the weekend. But it goes also too, like, Luke got into his car this afternoon and he couldn't start it. It wouldn't start up. It was clicking. And, you know, my wife, she videos it and sends it to her brother, who knows about cars, apparently.
What do you say, and starter or
that, battery? Well, he's like, he named the three things that I already knew he would name. Starter, alternator, or battery. So I don't think it's any of those. I think he accidentally left something on and not telling anybody.
Well, wouldn't that be the battery then? Did you try jumping it?
Yes, we did. Jumped it and we drove it over to AutoZone. They put it on the tester and the battery tested fine.
Well, so you just drained the battery.
That's what I think happened. I mean, there is something we do need to get take care of on it. It has one of those TPM sensors in one of the tires, reading low, but it's not.
Oh, I hate crap.
Yep. So it's like, you know, you drive it, you see the stupid indicator, and of course it freaks my son out, you know, because he thinks he can't drive it when it's like, I'm like, no, you can drive it. There's air in the tire. All you got to do is just check the tire every time you get in the car and make sure it's got air in it. That's all. Because when we started to drive, Dan, they didn't have that kind of horseshit.
I was going to say, the car I'm driving now, doesn't do that shit. It doesn't have one of those sensors in it.
Well, it's old, right?
Well, it's 2007. I don't know if I call that. Well, you know what? It's going to be 13 years now.
Yeah, it's old, dude. I forget. I think that didn't go into most cars until 2012.
Shit, you know, it's crazy. It's like, I gotta remember, like, just take it for a drive around the fort once a week because I haven't, like, it just sits there. And I'm like, oh.
So, I guess you just run in the wife's car to go get groceries, huh?
We go once every other week if we do, and yeah, well, we did the Food Lion order and pickup, so it was just I drove it down the street.
You can actually get a pickup. Wow.
I went on. It was last Thursday.
Last time I checked with Kroger, I couldn't get one. Had to wait at least a week.
Oh, hold on a second. I gotta get my bread out of the oven. I'll be right back. Well, actually, on Thursday, I think it was Thursday night, I put in an order for Monday morning, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, what I usually do, like, what I'm doing is I'll think, like, what do I need? Do I need anything? And it's mostly, like, produce stuff and things. So I'll, like, put in an order on Thursday for Monday or Tuesday, and then I'll go get the food, and then
it must be starting to get better now because I just looked in the Kroger app, and next pickup I can get is tomorrow at 3:00.
Well,
anything.
The trick is around here, like if you want to pick it up that day, like you need to be on the app by like first thing in the morning,
yeah,
because the slots go pretty fast. So I'm going to order 4 or 5 days. Like you can only go a certain number of days out though, too. Like you can't put in an order for 3 weeks from now, but like, yes. I would rather pick it up on a Monday or Tuesday morning than go on a weekend or whatever. So
I might have to see if Sam's Club, I might have to see if theirs is better because it wasn't, but I will say this: if you go to Sam's Club, take advantage of Scan and Go. It's so awesome; you don't have to talk to anybody. Just walk through and scan all your stuff that you put in your cart as you go. See, I'm going to check availability for pickup, and why is this? Every once in a while, the Sam's Club one will look at and pull Toledo for some reason for me. That's a little bit far away.
I'm going to set up another print on my 3D printer. I'll be back in a few minutes.
Okay. So at least it seems like it might be getting better. Let's see, Thursday there's no pickup times, Friday there's no pickup times at Sam's, so yeah, that's part of the problem using that kind of stuff right now, because is everybody wants to use it, and it's hard. I guess I should open XChat. Since it appears I'm the only one talking right now.
I'm sorry, I'm back.
What there he is. Joe went to, not much. Joe went to go get, it was just me for a few minutes.
Oh, so this was the first time I ever did a delivery, like not delivery, a store pickup like this, like where, oh, yeah? And now I don't know how it is like when you do it with Kroger, but I got a notification to my phone,
mm-hmm.
or an email, I think, and also a notification to my phone. I have it set up both ways that it was going to be delayed at like, I was supposed to pick it up like around 8 o'clock in the morning, I think it was, or 10 o'clock. Right. It's right between 8 and 10. And they're like, it's due to high demand, it's going to be delayed. And I was like, okay, whatever. I'm not going anywhere. And
right.
Like shortly after that, I get a notification that the person is starting to shop my order. And then then you get like, then it starts dinging and you're like, you look at what it is like, could not get like,
yeah,
diced tomatoes. So we're substituting petite diced tomatoes. You know, you could approve big or deal, deny. Yeah. And I'm like, okay, approve. And you're like, so like, I was like, I put in for whole wheat flour, which was a shot in the dark. I didn't get it. I put in for two whole chickens. They didn't have it. And there was no substitutions for that, apparently. Right. Which was fine. I kind of like, I was surprised they didn't have the two whole chickens, as they did when the last time that I sent my wife out shopping, which was like 2 weeks before. But what I was really surprised is I put in for a jar of active yeast, and I got it. I was like,
oh wow,
oh my god, I should put another order in right away if they
get more yeast. Yeah,
yeah. So I mean, I was like, I'm like, oh, I'm surprised I got that. I'll see what happens. But I had switched over this week to making sandwich bread with my starter, a sourdough starter, mm-hmm. and that's working out pretty well. But I have, and now like for a while there, it was hard to get flour.
Right.
Like I wanted preferably, like I would prefer to have bread flour
For the bread that I use,
and whole wheat flour for making the starter, and then so the sandwich bread I was making for the neighborhood, I wanted unbleached flour, but I couldn't. That started really hard to get. Unbleached on all purpose. So now, like, I have a bunch of all purpose flour, but it's bleached, and I started using that. And then my neighbors were bringing me flour and stuff. And then my wife found, like, bread flour online. She got six of them, and they just showed up today. Go. So
nice.
Bread
flour works better when you're making bread. It really does. It's just got the gluten levels higher, and it just works better. All-purpose will work. So will, of course, whole wheat. But the best for making bread is that bread, that gold medal bread flour is the kind I like, although I'll accept Kroger brand bread flour.
I prefer King Arthur, but I'll use anything I can get now.
That's right, right, that's right. Awesome. Yeah.
So are you watching your sugar intake now?
Me?
Joel.
Not as good as I should. That's part of the problem, like, right now.
Get rid of bread entirely?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Now, You know, we'll see. I'm going to try and pay more attention to my blood sugar now that I got the meter and didn't cost me nothing. It's actually a nice meter, too. It's got a touch screen on it. I believe it's also got Bluetooth, so it'll go over into my onto my phone, so into the app. But I figured, why not if it's free? And I don't understand my wife doesn't like it. She tried it, and she didn't like it, so she's got the one that's going through our insurance. So that's fine, you know, but you know, for some reason she didn't like that one, but I'm looking at it and I'm like, it costs nothing for the test strips and I can get unlimited amounts of them. Yeah, sure. Sign me up, you know, but so I'm going to try and get better on that. I did get a bicycle. Like I said, I haven't rode it yet. More than just around the block a little bit. So hopefully I get to do some of that this weekend or maybe the next day or so. But I got to finish tweaking it a little bit. You know, like shifters probably, I think, need tweaked a little bit. And I need to also figure out I've been hearing like when I did take a short ride right after I got it, there was like a ticking coming from the wheels. I think the reflectors were just loose. I might just try taking the reflectors completely off the wheels. I'll leave the other ones on. Not like I'm going to ride a dark when it's dark out anyway. But I like it. It's a big box store bike. It's not it's not really kind of what I wanted. You know, I did want a better bike than that. But I didn't know if I was ready to spend that much on it. Because after the pandemic's over, how much am I going to ride it is what I'm thinking. You know, maybe I'll change something. Maybe I'll ride it more. I don't know. So, but I do remember when I was a kid just how much I did love riding my bike. So I thought, let's try that.
Yeah, I used to spend all day on my bike.
Oh, dude, we used to ride when I lived in York, Pennsylvania. We'd ride from West York all the way over into downtown, and we'd park the bikes outside the restaurant. We'd go in there and eat, and you know, and go and look for different things around town to get into trouble with, you know.
I always remember. Excuse me.
There's this hill going down into at the time it was a mall, but now it's a town center called West Manchester Mall. Now it's West Manchester Town Center. And there's this big, huge hill, and we'd ride down that. It wasn't too bad getting back, although 9 times out of 10, we ended up pushing the bike up the hill because it's a huge hill. And even then, I wasn't in that great of shape, you know. For an 17, 18 year old. You know, but yeah, we used to ride all over the place, and we'll see if I can start doing some of that anyway. It's a different world now though. Now I wouldn't imagine getting on a bicycle without a helmet now.
Fall over and break that hand.
In the 80s, we didn't have no helmets.
Yeah, no kidding.
Well, they had helmets. We just thought you were a nerd if you wore one. Now we know better.
Go driving down that, riding down that hill and crash into a tree and get up and keep going, right?
Yeah, we used to do that, didn't we?
Yeah.
We also had jarts.
I had a hedge, like a 3 foot high hedge. And surrounding my front yard of picker bushes, and we used to go flying down. There's this big hill, like right in front of, like right almost in front of my house. You just had to turn if you were going down it to the left and across the street. And we used to do that and just plow through that hedge. And my dad, that really pissed my dad off because we tore that hedge up. I hated that hedge because it was a sticker bush, and
of course
we'd hit it. And sometimes you go through it, and sometimes you go halfway through it, and it would just like and throw you off the bike. The good old days.
I remember going terrassing down an alley. that we lived on when I was a kid. It's the first place I remember living at. And this alley wasn't in the best of shape, so there was lots of gravel in it and potholes. And I happened to hit a pothole, and I went ass over handlebars. I come pushing my bike. Not luckily, the bike wasn't damaged, and I had skinned knees and stuff. But I come pushing that bike home, bawling, and Mom patched me up. And 20 minutes later, I was back out riding a bike again.
And now you're tooting along with a helmet on, going a sensible pace, right?
Yeah, slow. But you know what? Going slow is better than not going at all.
There you go.
So there's a bike trail here that hopefully, if I ever get in good enough shape, I'll look into what it would take to ride it. There's a trail that goes from the Ohio River all the way up to Lake Erie.
That could be a
That could be a multi-day trip depending on how fast you go.
How long is that?
I don't know. I have to look. I would say maybe, I don't know, probably 200 or 300 miles. I don't know. I have to actually look.
That'd be a long trip, man, to put a tent on your back.
Ooh.
Fun times.
We talk about with groceries, Kroger's what they call click list. That's their pickup thing. I can get a pickup for tomorrow. I looked at Sam's Club. There's nothing left the rest of the week. Sam's Club, I just do a scan and go, because I just go over there. You don't even have to talk to anybody. You just walk in, you scan the stuff with your phone, and then you check out on the phone. They scan a QR code on your phone screen and something in your cart, and you're done.
So, it could not be any more contact-free.
What's today?
Except for not going at all.
Today's 22nd, right?
Yeah, all day.
Yeah, so yeah, the earliest pickup is 5 to 6 p.m. 5 to 6 p.m. tomorrow. They have slots open from 5 to 10 p.m. tomorrow. Friday's
yeah, it's starting to lighten up. I bet. I think.
Well, they go pretty fast. Like the early slots go pretty fast the day before.
Yeah, I can get some things like I ordered I have a little LED flashlight. It takes those little lithium-ion CR2032 batteries. And I ordered those on Amazon like yesterday, and they were here today. So, and that wasn't Prime Now. It was just Amazon Prime. But, so some of that stuff started to get back to normal. But, at least here. Now, from where our buddy Link goes, he's been having a heck of a time getting food in his house.
Yeah, that's what I hear. This is terrible. I have never been so thankful for whatever I can get my hands on.
Oh yeah.
Like I had a tomato yesterday and I'm like, I haven't had a tomato in a fresh tomato. I've had cans, and I'm thankful for that too. But like I get so excited, like ginger. I got ginger.
Or like you go to the store after seeing no TP for weeks and you see it fully stocked. And you're like, holy crap.
I don't know. They were looking like they just pulled out. We don't have like a ton of stuff. You know what I mean? Like we had two things or three things of toilet paper that we've had for
months now. Gay man.
Yeah, I know. I don't use toilet paper, but I'll just sit dry there it until off. It's dry, you know. But the women have a whole different situation, and
yes,
with four girls in the house.
Yep.
So we managed to find a 12-pack online today. Let's see if it shows up.
Yeah, dry the lady bits off.
Yeah. But things that I've had a hard time finding, the unbleached flour, bread flour, wheat flour, yeast, kosher
rice,
salt.
Rice, beans.
Kosher salt has been really hard. Now, this is what I do find. If you want rice, you go looking, you get, like, I can find rice in, like, 10-pound bags.
Right.
Or, like, larger orders, which is great. That makes
perfect
sense.
But you look for the pound or two, and you can't find
it. Yeah, you're not gonna get a pound or two. Like, I don't care. I'll take a 10-pound bag of rice. That's fine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know?
And it's then, not like it's going to go bad in a week or a month or even 2 months.
And dried beans are kind of similar. Like pinto beans I can't find anywhere. Like, but I can get kidney
beans.
That's
funny. I bought some a small pack of Great Northern dry beans, and I made bean soup the other day, and it was good too.
But what kind of beans were they?
Great Northerns.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah. So, like, I can find navy beans, garbanzo beans, kidney beans, black beans,
in the dry form. The dry form is what's hard to find.
Lentils. I can find all those in dried. But pinto beans are, like, I can't find those anywhere.
You see, now the canned ones I've always been able to find, but the dry ones I haven't.
Well, I'm starting to see problems with canned beans.
Right.
Because the order I put in, I was like, I'll take two cans of kidney beans. 15-ounce kidney beans.
Right.
And they're like, they didn't have any. So they gave me a 40-ounce can of beans. I'm like, all right, whatever, you know.
Yeah, that's fine.
I'll take it. That's a meal and a half or two for a family.
Now, you look at, like, other non-food stuff that was hard to find. Like, the hair clippers that I got last week, those were hard to find.
Uh-huh.
Even online, they were hard to find. Bicycles are selling the frick out, man.
That's what you were saying, bicycles.
I'm lucky I got what I got, because I went back over there last weekend, and they had hardly any adult-sized bikes. Because we might be picking Luke up one, too, because Luke's the one, we got him not too long ago. And that's the part of the problem when you buy a big box store bike, is a lot of times they have odd parts in them, you know, and finding replacement parts isn't always easy. So his problem is the rear derailleur, it will shift.
Just give him yours.
Yeah, fuck no. I just bought one, so no. But the rear derailleur on his is like, it will not stay in any gear but six. And what happens is when you shift it down, if you hold it, like if you hold it down, which means you can't really steer, but if you hold it down, it will stay in first. But then immediately when you lift up on it, it goes all the way back to six. So I think there's like a pawl or something. It's missing in his shifter, or either missing or broke. So it's like, I'm like, well, what bike shops are open that'll fix it? So we might try that first and see if they can put, you know, fix and adjust it so that it'll ship properly. But it's a big box bike. It's a cheap ass, like, Roadmaster. And I thought, you know, why spend $50, $60 to have someone go through it and adjust everything and repair the things that need repaired? When for like another $150 and just get him a brand new bicycle, you know. But we'll see. I don't know. He hasn't come to a decision. He's been riding it anyway, with it stuck in sixth gear, so whatever, you know. The wheels are bigger than one. I got the one I have has 29-inch wheels. So it's kinda huge, but I'm like borderline almost too short for it, but I can ride it, and I need to raise the seat up just a hair. I'm pretty satisfied with it. Like I said, just got a little couple little niggles. There's always something that you got to fix with something you buy, you know, or adjust in a new bike when you buy from the stores that, you know, Walmart, they'll never sell you one in a box so that you can put it together yourself, you know. Theirs is always together. So, which I don't mind. As long as, but you still have to adjust some things because they just slap on together, you know. So, and I think mine's like probably 90% of the way there. Mine has a trigger shift, so basically you just throw the trigger once and it shifts it, so you don't have to sit there and move it. You just press the trigger. That's it. It has a like a each side has two triggers on it. So one, you know, press the one for upshift, and then you press the other one for the downshift.
Fancy. So,
yeah, it's fancy. It's got disc brakes.
You didn't get one of the automatic ones that shifts automatically when you reach a certain speed?
I didn't know they had those, but no, I didn't. I really would like to have an a recumbent, but God, they're expensive.
Yep.
In fact, you might as well go buy a motorcycle instead. In some cases, depending on where you get the bike from.
Yeah, we were looking at prices last time, and yeah, they are not cheap.
Yep. Because for us older guys, those would be a little bit more comfortable.
I don't know. I hate bicycle seats, man. I do. I had to buy.
Yeah, it's like sitting on a fucking pole, man.
Yeah, I had to buy a fat seat when the last bike I had, because like the seat it came with, it was just like this wedge, and I'm like, is this a torture device? Because this is really killing my ass. Come on.
Either that, or you buy the bicycle shorts that has the pad built into it. It makes you feel like you took a shit the whole time you're wearing them when you're not on the bike.
Yeah, the nice one of the nice things about the recumbent is it's got, you know, an actual seat in it.
Yes. Yeah.
Now, see, no, now, I don't have one. I can't afford one.
I'm sorry to hear that, Murph. Murph said his motorcycle died last year.
Motorcycle.
His recumbent motorcycle. Do that. Isn't that called what's the spider? Spider makes one. It's basically a two-seater. Crap! What is that one?
Two-seater? Or wait, what is that?
Yeah, it's made by the same company that makes that three-wheeler spider motorcycle.
Oh! Well, I thought you were talking about
Polaroid.
What did you say?
Polaroid or Polaris? Polaris.
Polaris, yeah. Can-Am, not Polaris. Can-Am. And if I were to buy a motorcycle, that's probably what I would buy right now, and I don't care. I don't care what it makes me. I want to buy it because I think they look cool myself.
And you're much less likely to dump it on its side.
Oh, shit.
Yeah,
it's a Can-Am Spider RT, but it's like $23,000. It's like, yeah, I'll buy a car instead. If you can buy a car,
because cars are starting to get rare, man. You ever notice that?
What's
everybody selling freaking cars? Everybody's selling SUVs now. Or crossovers.
And I'm seeing a lot of like office equipment for sale. Like people went out of business and are just selling everything.
Or they're just closing the office because they figured they can do it cheaper. Actually, the thing I'm talking about, Polaris actually does make, and it's called the Slingshot. Which yeah, would be what a I totally thought you
were talking about.
Yeah, it would be a totally fun ride if I lived someplace like Texas or Florida or San Diego where it doesn't fucking rain all the time. But Ohio, now they do sell them in Ohio. I've seen them in Ohio, but never both seen them.
Days of the year when you get to drive them.
That's exactly it. Although they do have them with roofs now, so.
Yeah, but they don't even get that good of gas mileage.
Yeah, but just roofs. No. Windows. You say they don't get good gas mileage? Wouldn't surprise me.
Not that good, considering how light they are. They should be getting like really good gas mileage, but I think they're like 28 to 35.
Yeah. And I don't know if I'd want to drive. I mean, I know it probably would ride on the freeway just fine, but I don't know if I'd want to take it on a freeway.
Yeah, it's kind of dangerous around here to drive a tiny car.
Like a...
Take your pick.
Smart car. See, that's what Dan should buy. He should buy a smart car, man. Replace his Fit. I could see Dan riding one of those.
You know what? The only thing I don't like about that is, like, for the size of the Fit, I could put a lot of shit in there, right? Especially if I don't have kids in the back seat. I put the seats down. Like, that Fit, like, really was instrumental in moving us from our old place to where we are now. I moved a ton of stuff with that thing. Now, smart car, you could fit, what, a loaf of bread in the back?
No, you can put your laptop back there.
Well, a loaf of bread, maybe. You know, I would like something. You know, smart car is pretty cool, but I would like something I can move stuff around with too.
That's like my brother. He just brought a pickup truck. I'm like, and my brother, who's the one who whines about, oh, his bed sucks. I'm like, why didn't you buy a bed?
Well, he's got a bed. He just puts a mattress on the back of that pickup truck, and he's got a place to sleep. He's got a mobile home now.
Yeah, actually, talking about stuff like that, like that's actually one of my more favorite YouTube channels. There's this guy who lives out in the Pacific Northwest, and he doesn't have a house or a tiny house or anything like that. He lives in a Westfalia Vanagon, and the name of the channel is Living the Van Life, and that's really attractive to me, actually. The only problem is he did have this van break down. And he had to get the transmission worked on. And it was going to take a day or two. So he didn't really, you know, your house is in the garage. So it's like, what are you going to do? Well, he rented a U-Haul for that. And he moved in like just a minimal setup into the back of a U-Haul and lived in the back of the U-Haul. But you think about that, though. I mean, that's a lot less to worry about.
Yeah, we gotta start wrapping this up.
Yep.
So, I did the home haircut. Has anybody else done the home haircut yet?
I've been debating it. I mean, I'm starting to get a little saggy.
You were gonna shave though, right?
Yeah. Well, you know, just get the trimmers out and get it all the way down.
I had to trim my nose hairs, man.
My hair is light enough color that it'll look
shaved. Dude, I got to trim my nose hairs every freaking week, all right? So I don't want to hear it.
Well, I got
the ear hair.
I got my mustache kind of hides it, you know, because it's like, is this mustache hair going up into his nose?
Is that a mustache hair or is that a nose hair? And then you yank it and you're like, ooh, it's a nose hair. Because nothing hurts more than pulling a freaking nose hair, man. It doesn't hurt long, but it's like, ooh. Yeah.
I've been contemplating the home haircut, so I don't know. Right now, I don't need it.
Well, you might, because I think Virginia's closed down a lot longer than Ohio will be.
Well, I mean, like, I'm not going anywhere.
They're talking about opening up salons this next week or starting next month. It's not like I'm going to go to one.
Yeah, no kidding.
I don't want to leave the house. There's people out there.
Yeah, so that's the thing. Like, I'm not doing a haircut now. I ain't going anywhere that I need to get a haircut. And and when I think I'm going to need a haircut, like, I don't know, August, maybe?
You just are dressed for Zoom calls. You got the business on the top and the party on the bottom.
Nothing on the bottom. The whole
exactly. Shorts. It's like, now today was the day that we were supposed to wear like our corporate wear, you know, like our Elysian.
For what?
On Zoom calls. They wanted us to do it on Zoom calls and stuff. So, we didn't have actually, our team meetings wasn't until tomorrow. So, they had us all like take a picture with our phone and send it in. And, The lady, she took a picture of her Lucian socks, and I'm like, and I have those too. I actually have like some ankle socks, and I have some dress socks that have our company logo on it, believe it or not. And I took a picture of me and I had my polo, my Lucian polo on, and I had athletic shorts on underneath that.
Oh, then, so they just wanted you like, hey, let's take a picture of you wearing company attire.
Yes, basically.
Company branded attire. Okay, I thought you meant like you had to wear like a suit or something, or like,
oh fuck no,
you had to dress like that, up. Yeah. Like, so it's like, hey,
most of us wore t-shirts. Like, in fact,
my camera quit working.
Yeah, there was one over in one of our team lives. We have one teammate lives in Los Angeles, another lives in San Diego, actually not far from Link, actually. And she didn't have she didn't have an Illusion shirt or anything, so she wrote Illusion and stuck it on her unicorn t-shirt she had on. It was kind of funny. So I took a picture of me and my polo in December, when we were down in December, the boss got us all a Illusion a Turbis you know, like travel mug, you know, the double walled plastic one. So I had that full of iced tea. I took a picture of me and my polo with that, taking a drink out of it. But, you know, so that was interesting. And it's like, so I just had that and athletic shorts on underneath. And I said, well, I just took a picture of my socks, but I'm not wearing any. Heck, I don't even wear shoes unless I have to.
Right? I started getting calluses on my feet because I haven't been wearing socks or shoes.
That's sandals. I wear sandals a lot.
Like, that's how my feet are all the time, man. They're just...
Well, do you still use your huaraches when you run?
Every time. That's the only way I run. In fact, I pretty much, if I'm not barefoot, I pretty much wear the huaraches these days. Or my... my sandals. Your sandals are right, but most of the time I'm just barefoot everywhere.
Yep, it's more comfortable. I'll even run out to barefoot to the mail post box, but I do put on pants. So that warning you've seen around the internet, people going to check their mailbox without any pants on, it's not me.
Yeah, I kind of have to wear pants of some kind. I have kids, and I prefer them not to walk around naked, so I am polite enough to not walk around naked.
Well, I'll tell
you what. But do you wear a shirt all the time, though?
I'm not wearing shoes a lot, and now I pretty much don't wear a shirt anymore. So, unless I'm working. So
yes.
it's only a matter of time before the pants are gone.
Oh, my bandwidth sucks, so I can't be on video.
It's almost shorts time.
Yeah. It's always shorts time, baby.
Well, when you live where you do, yeah. But then I wear shorts when it's 40 degrees out.
All right, I gotta play us out.
When it's 40 degrees out, I'm like wearing sweaters and long johns.
Because you're a pussy. But anyway.
That's the deep. You know,
you can say that. I blame the arthritis because when I was a kid, I used to walk outside when it was freezing without a shirt on because I didn't give a shit. But old age just kicked my ass.
The old farts.
The older I get, the more comfortable I want to be. So I don't blame you, Joe. Not at all. I'm like,
sweatpants is an option every day.
I'd be better off in some long pants or sweatpants instead of shorts.
Right. And in my defense, I did live for 20 years in the damn desert.
Well, there's too. All right, here we go. I'm playing this out. Thank you, everybody. Linux Lugcast this week? Is it the third Friday this week?
Nope.
No,
the following week.
The following week, okay. I can't remember which Friday.
That was last week.
Wait. The third Friday was last week? Oh, yeah, it was. Oh, man. Yeah, it's a weird... So...
Yeah, I'm on call next week, and it 17. Starts, and it's going to be May.
Yeah, so it's first and third.
Don't have any podcast this weekend.
Enjoy your
time
off.
Unless I jump on Big Daddy Linux.
There you go. Enjoy your time off.
I'm going to take a nap on Sunday.
Enjoy your nap.
Naps.
We'll see you in 1 week. Here are your promos. Don't forget to listen to Lieberquest. Boom.
Hello, my name is Matt, and I've started a new podcast called LibreQuest. I talk about Linux and general technical topics. To get the show, visit LibreQuest.org.
Oh my god, it's Hacker
Public Radio! Hacker Public Radio is a daily podcast by the hacker community for the hacker community. If you're interested in technology, creative thinking, hacking, Linux, or any kind of computer, that kind of stuff, you should listen to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.com.
Hi, folks. This is Chatter. Jay Wisher, Honky Magoo 5150, and I have started a new podcast. Yeah, I know we should have gotten Brian Lunduke to do the voiceover, but he wanted a script, and none of us are any good at scripting language. Anyway, it's Linux Lugcast. We're at linuxlugcast.com, IRC channel, pound Linux Lugcast on Freenode. We record on the first and third Fridays of the month, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 0200 UTC. We talk about things we've tried, things we got to work, things we failed to get working, things we built, and things we broke. Email us at feedback@linuxlugcast.com, and if we don't know the answer, we'll just tell you to install Arch. That's a joke, son. But join us as we stifle the outcry of voices everywhere for another Linux podcast.
So we can paint anything we want?
Anything at all.
How about if I paint your fine ass? Yeah, with my tongue brush. Shut up. Just shut up.
Daddy has a gun!
It's over.
Well, you were making egg foo young in the kitchen. I was in the dining room having sushi.
Yeah.
There we go. Oh, man. I am tired. It's past my bedtime.
What is that?
You're an old fart.
I do. I get up at like, well, I usually get up at 5, but now I've been getting up between 6 and 7. I'm sleeping in. Right.
I'm not so sure how long we're going to have Sassy now.
Who's Sassy?
My puppy.
Oh, How old's Sassy?
I got Sassy when I got my first smartphone, which was the Android G1.
Okay, so how old's Sassy? That one was the Android
G1. Very old.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, man.
Yeah, well, she's, well, one thing that doesn't help her is we got rid of all the carpet where she goes. So she has no grip. The other part is her, like, she's got some issues with her hips. So her back end doesn't really work all that well anymore. So like I was bringing her in from her walk this morning and she kind of, her rear end just kind of went blah, just down, you know.
Uh-huh.
Kind of fell, for if you want to call falling for a dog. So it's like I'm not so sure. We'll see. I do need to take her to the vet at some point. I want to have her checked out and see if there's anything they can do for that, which I doubt there is at her age.
Yeah.
Let me see see if I can guess her age here. So I'm gonna look and see, the HTC Dream came out. Oh, she's over 10. Actually, hold on a second. Was October of 2010 is when they released the HTC Dream, which was the one after the G1. Or she's at least 12.
What kind of dog is she?
Mutt. She's got a lab, I think Rottweiler and something else in her. But she's just so gentle, and she never doesn't have a mean bone on her body. Just like I don't think your big dog has a mean bone in his body, but he just acts like it.
Surprised, especially when food's involved.
Well, even Sassy will growl at you. Like if you, I'll play a game with her. Like if she's eating, I'll pet her head, and she'll start to growl at you.
Yeah. I'm gonna stop the recording. Say goodnight, Joe.
Good night.
The ones with the where you can screw on the front. From yeah, what it's I understand, kind of what I have. A lot of people are using the activated charcoal face wipes.
Yeah.
From the makeup section. As a filter.
Mine is just the cotton circles, pretty much the same thing.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You get them from the same section.
Just no charcoal in the ones I have, but that's okay.
Yeah, it still does the job.
You can actually 3D print one that'll take an N95 cartridge, but good luck getting any of the cartridges.
Right. No, I've considered printing one, but considering it was today that I got my 3D printer working, that the taller print worked, I'll see later on about dialing in some settings and then maybe print a mask or three.
I may end up shooting pictures slash video at another wedding Saturday.
It went a completely different direction than I thought it would.
It did. Now, the pastor's son and is getting married. Their wedding was planned for Saturday anyway. Unfortunately, of course, the bulk of it they had to cancel. They were going to get married at Ohio Christian University's chapel because I think they both went there at one point. And, of course, they're not letting them do that. And
sounds like time for justice of the peace.
Well, can't have many guests. So I think either, I don't know if Phil's marrying them or Farron's marrying them, but I think we're going to have the wedding at our church, which is the family, and not the extended family, just pretty much bride and groom and their mom and dad and her mom and dad. And then whoever else.
I still had family in town.
Yeah. So, and I'm going to do that Saturday just because, you know, I ended up telling my wife I was going to do that. I said, help me make this suck a little less for somebody. Because imagine if we had everything planned and it got crapped on by a virus, you know. Mm-hmm. So I think she's okay with it. In fact, I want to send that person, the mother of the groom, a message probably tonight or tomorrow and tell him, yeah, I'm going to do it. And all I got to do is make sure I got stuff done around here. But
I'm also printing hinges for some Skull Candy Crushers.
Mm.
They're headphones, JoJo.
I did. We bought a heavy duty extra wide baby gate to put downstairs to keep the animals out of the one room. And the bottom fit fine, but the top was just a little bit wider than it needed to be. And if I put it, basically is the kind that had the, you can go extra wide. So it came with like two to three extenders. But if I put I put one in and it was fine except for the top. And if I put two in, I couldn't fit it in the doorway. So what I ended up doing is I printed some designed and printed some spacers so that I could put the top in. And that was all because the bottom had a trim around it that I was on top of.
That reminds me. After I got the parts and fixed that Sony XB700 Bluetooth headphones, mm-hmm. I found them extremely uncomfortable. So I printed an adapter to increase the size of the...
Nice.
Yeah. So it was like a really simple design. I mean, two cylinders and a hole, but still... My first design.
Yeah. Well, these were just cylinders, you know, with a hole in the middle, you know, a hole big enough for the bolt to go through.
Yeah.
So basically an extra large washer.
Yeah. Cool.
So, but, and I'm getting probably have the first thing that I'm going to get comped on. Our team mascot at work is a hippo. And I found fidget spinners that have three hippos on them.
Oh,
one,
cool.
You know, one where every bearing goes. And I showed them to my boss, and she's like, hey, I was going to make a little survival kit to send out to the team. Can you make some of those? You can go ahead and expense things. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah. Well, I purchased a set of 10 of the Skull Candy Crusher headphones. At a really good price because they all had broken hinges. Two of them are going to be non-repairable, and then I got four working like new. I didn't have to print anything for them, and then I got four that I'm going to have to print hinges for. So,
I like what's his face was working on Tronix Fix was working on MacBooks. I saw.
Yeah, I haven't checked out that video yet, but it is on my list of things to watch.
He bought he fixed the first one he bought that he made the first video on.
Are you spoiling?
A little bit.
It's okay. But yeah, I don't mind.
It's well, to me, it's amazing that anybody can fix a MacBook.
Right.
But he bought another one.
I do like watching Tronix Fix's video. Yeah, okay, I see that one. YouTube comments, help me fix a Mac Pro with liquid damage. One. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I will be checking that one out. I'm a little behind on YouTube stuff right this second. And then, let's see. Whoa, Gadget UK164 has got a couple of videos out on his retro gaming repairs and mods. And then, let's see, my mate Vince fixing a Game Boy Advance. I like watching his videos because he does, you know, a lot of testing and shows the whole process. And he's gotten a, I've watched him get better at soldering.
Mm-hmm. Well, in some negative news, not negative, but sad news, I actually know someone who's now died from COVID-19. Yeah, but it wasn't just that.
Too. I know somebody too. They were immune compromised.
Yeah, I had a friend from high school. He had brain cancer, and he was... Yeah, he was already in long-term care.
He couldn't take care of him. He's in bad shape, huh?
Yeah, he was in bad shape.
Was this the one you were mentioning last week?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry to hear that, man. I'm sorry to hear you had some. You knew somebody too, Pat.
Yeah. Someone, you know, bad physical shape, not good health.
Yep, he is a good. It's what's worse though is this guy had two kids and it's like young ones too. And it's like, I mean, not that having older kids makes that part any better, you know. And then now I don't know if it was from a virus or not, but ShopRat lost his mom.
Oh man.
I don't think it was.
Yeah, I don't think it was either. I thought it was, I thought she had a heart attack or something. I don't know. I didn't really push. He's back in Tennessee now. I guess he went to Michigan to go help take care of things, I guess. But didn't have Taco Bell today, but I had it yesterday. Yeah, for some reason we've been on Taco Bell kick lately. We've been eating there at least once a week. And I'm fairly good when I go there. I don't get a lot of food, even though I could. And right now, as long as I don't know if they've announced a specific plan yet, but I think it's looking like Ohio may partially reopen May 1st. We'll see. I don't know what guidelines are going to use. It's not going to be a full opening. It's going to be more like Trump's phase 1. So certain things will be open, like my gym should be reopened, but with social distancing in place.
And taking a lot of wipes with you?
Yeah, which is what I would do anyway in that case now.
There's no fucking way you would find me in a gym.
Right? I'm not going to. I miss the gym, don't get me wrong. I would love to be able to go to a proper gym. But it's going to be a while.
You see, and that's kind of a little bit what I'm counting on, Joe, because I think a lot of people are going to be in have that same mentality. Because for me, it's you know, I need to go in the right direction, and I haven't been. I haven't gotten worse. I'll say that.
Oh,
but my diet's been horrible.
I've been getting up at 6 a.m. at least. Well, I try for 2 or 3 times a week, but I've been making it at least once a week to go for a 2-mile run. As painful as it is.
And I bought a bike and I still haven't been out on it lately. My wife, she kicked my butt this weekend. We were doing yard work. Makes me glad it's going to rain this weekend. Or supposed to, anyway.
Yeah, I should make my nearly 18-year-old mow the lawn.
Mm-hmm.
Pay some frickin' rent.
I got to go fill my tank up before I can do another
lawn. Is this the pre-show? Yeah.
Gas is like $1.25 right now.
What's wrong with gasoline? What the heck? It's cheaper than water.
Futures went negative this week.
So that means they'll pay you to take the gas.
Does that mean they'll pay me to take barrels of gasoline?
Truck.
Maybe. I think it means that they're filling the reserves up, I think. There's a glut right now, which it's okay by me. Because nobody's using it.
Yeah.
What was it? The late 90s where people tried to have that don't drive for a day protest and like nobody paid any attention?
Of course.
And now you see how much good it could have actually done.
What you eating there, Joel?
It's me eating.
Oh, wait.
I'm not eating nothing.
What was this? Gumbo. I'm eating gumbo.
Yeah, that what it is.
What was this?
My wife just handed it to me.
Yeah. So your wife made gumbo?
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah, really good gumbo.
It is nice.
What was shrimp? Was there shrimp and chicken in it? And what sausage?
Five beans, okra,
What was the meat?
Pork and chicken sausage
a deal.
What kind of bean was it?
Bacon.
What kind of bean?
Purple black-eyed peas.
Oh, nice.
Lima beans. Kidney beans. The other two are mixed. Lentils.
Mm-hmm.
Okra. A lot of okra. Wash.
That's some good eating there, Joe.
I've had okra before. I'm not a huge fan of it, but that's okay.
Yeah, what?
You don't like okra?
Nah, it's okay. I mean, I'll eat it, but it's not, you know.
It's a must in gumbo, man.
Of course it is, but yeah. What did I make the other day? I'm trying to remember what I made the other day. I don't know. Oh, it cheated Monday. Monday I had one of the sausage.
You cheated on a day that ended in Y?
No. Cheated in cooking, not cheated in eating necessarily. There's a company by the name of DeRusso's that usually they're one of those ones that's at the fairs with the sausage and stuff like that. Well, I can buy their sausage, although I didn't use any with this, but I can also buy their meatballs already cooked. The meatballs are already cooked at Sam's Club. So I had have a bag of those. In fact, I still have some of those. And I just had some jar sauce, and I threw all that in a crock pot, and we had meatball subs Monday. So that's how I cheated. Is I could have made the meatballs, but I didn't. I just bought them. But they were delicious anyway. So still have some of those left too. And then tonight we made a manwich. and air fried fries. Pretty much just leave the basket in my fryer now. Yeah, air fried fries work better in the basket than like tater tots usually end up falling apart in there. Because I don't have one. I have one that's a little bit nicer than what the Wolf Pit has. Yeah, where you start, man?
Yeah.
Mm-mm. And we'll see what Sprite Ginger tastes like.
Like ginger and Sprite, I would assume.
Tastes like almost shit, like ginger it? Ale.
Doesn't taste like Sprite, does it?
Mm. Oh, I get it.
Did you have the holiday Sprite with the cinnamon in it and stuff?
I've never had that, but that actually sounds good.
No, it really wasn't. Wait.
I remember the holiday Pepsi back in like early 2000s or late 90s.
Okay.
That was good.
Oh, no, wait. Wait.
Or maybe that's what you were thinking of.
No. It was winter spiced cranberry.
Okay.
So it was like...
Cranberry Sprite's good.
Sprite winter spiced cranberry, which was like Sprite with cranberry and cinnamon.
Is it not pumpkin mocha winter spice?
No. Why not? They should have thrown pumpkin spice in there too.
Cinnamon, nutmeg, and allspice, right? I don't think I'd like that. And I'm a pumpkin spice. You know, I'm basic when it comes to that. Of course I like it.
I like my pumpkin spice in pumpkin pie, and that's about it.
That makes complete coffee total sense. Too.
It's definitely good in coffee.
I like my pumpkin spice and pumpkin pie. That's I don't really like it in my beer either. Even in my...
I don't blame you on that one.
You know, the first sip is good. Then it tastes like you're just drinking a pumpkin pie after that. And
what's wrong with that, though? You see, when I make pumpkin pie, the only thing I ever put in it is cinnamon. I don't put nutmeg in it. And that's because that's how Mom made it, because she likes the taste of pumpkin.
All right, let's get this show going.
Yes, sir.
I'll be probably making a pumpkin pie tomorrow.
Well, kind of wrong time of year for that, but go for it.
We had some canned pumpkin from something somebody else wanted, and I'm doing pandemic Thanksgiving because I have a whole turkey. I'm going to smoke that.
That must be a freaking thing or something lately.
But no, when Thanksgiving comes around and turkeys are like 30 cents a pound or something, they got a ton of them. You
buy two or three of them, huh?
I buy a couple, and you know, and then I have one like 6 months later before it goes bad. So that's what freezers are for. Yeah, I bought two. And I had one in January, I think, or just, yeah, and now we have the other one. Make it on Friday.
I want to get deep freeze, man.